You know, I saw a lot of people today praising John Summerall at SEC Media Days, and I think that they should have. I saw a lot of people praising Pete Golding today. I don't hate that they did. They should have. I thought Pete, as a first-time head coach, handled himself very well. Even when he was asked about tampering, to some extent, even though I think in reference to the tampering part of things that he was asked today, then why is your athletic director and all of the things that you said about being immoral and there's no real morals in recruiting and we didn't do anything wrong. You know, he gave an analogy in reference to, well, you're a reporter. You're not going to leave your job if you don't know about the other one and how much money you're getting paid. Yeah, okay. Like, I don't necessarily completely disagree, even though people do sign, you know, deals to where they can't just go and jump ship when they get hired somewhere. But I just find it very hypocritical that your athletic director said that, well, we're going to do what's best for us, and I got to go get the best players imaginable because if I don't, I'm going to get fired. So I got to get the best players that I possibly can. Meanwhile, you're literally ridiculing Lane Kiffin for doing the same exact thing, and your AD's out there saying that he is going to sue Principal Umanyelwin and Devin Harper. That wasn't even the part, because good, he kind of got himself out of it. He tried to make sense of it. The national media ate it up. They got behind him. Good on him, because he got everybody on what I would say is the proverbial Pete Golding boat. But see, when you're in this game long enough, interesting things occur. You know, when Pete Golding was not up at the podium but did the standalone interview, there were multiple questions that was asked to Pete Golding in reference to different situations about LSU and how long the rivalry will go on. Well, LSU fans should have already known the answer to that question, because Nick Saban was at Alabama for almost two decades. The rivalry between LSU and Alabama does not have its luster anymore, not the way that it did, because Nick Saban is no longer the head coach of the University of Alabama. We should know more than most about that. But in the standalone interview that was not at the podium, the one that you can go find on YouTube, is where, if you pay close enough attention, your boy Pete Golding was getting a little petty, and you had to really listen to catch it. You know, he was asked about the game versus LSU, was Pete Golding. He was asked about, what do you think about all of the buildup and all of the buildup going into week three? And he started off by saying, hey, listen, we have got to focus on the University of Louisville. And being asked about the rivalry and how long it goes on, he talks about, and he gives the reporter the answer of, hey, do you have an ex? Do you have an ex-girlfriend or an ex-wife? Because if you have an ex and then you go and date somebody else, you always are going to have that ex. You're always going to be asked about that ex. You're always going to be asked about that person in that situation. But right after talking about ex-wives and ex-girlfriends, he brings up the Kentucky game, when he's saying that Ole Miss has got to stay focused, because if they don't stay focused and worry about Louisville and worry about LSU and worry about Florida, all games that they have in the first month of it, that what will happen to them is what happened to them a couple of seasons ago against the University of Kentucky. Now, I'm not going to really paint the personal rumors that Pete Golding was hinting at. But what he was hinting at was stuff that was going on during the Kentucky week, the week that Ole Miss lost against Kentucky a couple of seasons ago, and things that were rumors around Lane Kiffin's personal life. That is the petty shot that Pete Golding has taken, but he did it in a way that everybody who probably covers Ole Miss at the time, people who know the situation going around LSU or who cover college football, that really cover college football, that they know, is that what really Pete was doing when he was talking about Kentucky and saying distractions and talking about exes and talking about the Kentucky game and not being locked in and talking about the Florida game and not being locked in, he's taking personal petty shots at Lane. Now, I wish there, and there will be, a day where we can connect all of those dots. What is he really talking about? I don't think it's my duty or obligation to really come out here and paint the entire picture. But there have been rumors. You see stuff that flies on Twitter. You know that the rumors that are out there about the Kentucky week and what happened and what was going on, that is what Pete Golding was personally referencing when he's talking about X's and not being fully ready to go against Kentucky. What's interesting about that is this week, Greg Sankey talked about glass houses. You better be careful about throwing stones two glass houses, because everybody lives in a glass house. And I thought Greg Sankey this week said the right thing. You know, not to rehash old things that have happened, but Pete Golding also has a history, a very public history. I wonder if petty shots were taken at Pete Golding in that specific way by Lane Kiffin today, what the national narrative spin would have been when Pete Golding literally did that. You know, I tell you, don't even take my word. Don't take my word. Go look at some of the message boards. Go look at some of the podcasts from Ole Miss today. Go listen to their reporters and saying, oh yeah, he was taking petty shots. 1,000% behind the scenes, knowing that the general public wouldn't understand what he's talking about. Lane was going through some personal stuff. This is what they are talking about during the Kentucky week. Pete kind of in his own indirect way bringing that up and saying, well, look, we went through this. We went through this in 2024. If you're not locked in during that Kentucky week, you're going to lose. So you made things personal. But see, here's what LSU fans heard. Here's what the non-plugged-in media heard. What they heard was, yeah, I have no problem with Lane Kiffin. I have zero problem. We're fine. We text. And, you know, I don't answer all of his text or whatever. Okay. You know, Lane gets the opportunity tomorrow to go up there and make his claim. I don't know if you want to be petty to the man who invented petty from SEC head coaches. Maybe that's not a smart play. But what we've seen from Lane Kiffin over the last, let's just say, 8.5, 9 weeks, he really hadn't said nothing. Hey, you want to twist my words in the Vanity Fair? By all means, go right on ahead. Twist my words. Do whatever you need to do around the Vanity Fair. Go right on ahead. I ain't going to say a damn thing. I'm not going to say a damn word. But now he gets his chance. And I hope he unleashes behind the scenes some petty fury. Because he's just been taking shot after shot after shot after shot, and he hadn't said a damn word. And the only way that this starts getting resolved is going to be on September 19th. Sounds good. I'm ready for it. But make no mistake about it. Make zero mistake about it. Don't you dare walk out of the situation that happened today with Pete Golding saying, oh, okay, he didn't really take any petty shots. You 100% better believe that he did. He got personal. He talked about Lane, what his reference was about Kentucky, what his reference was about Florida. It had nothing to do with the players. He was sending that directly as a shot to Lane Kiffin, and he knew how to do it, and he knew the way that he could do it to get to him. Now, Ole Miss fans will say, good. Exactly. That's exactly what our head coach, what we want him to do. I got to be completely real with you. I get you. I would probably do the same thing and be in the same seat that you are. But there's also two sides to every story. People do live in glass houses. And if you have a history, just like everybody else, you better make sure that there's a way, and you better be careful that there's a way that those stones don't get unturned themselves. I'm not making an idle threat. I'm not making a threat at all. I'm just saying, we all, regardless of what anybody says, whether how big or how small, we all have our skeletons. Every person on this planet, right, wrong, or indifferent, whether how big or how small, has their skeletons. Your family has skeletons. And if you go out there and try to poke fun of others, when they gave you the opportunity, when you were at your lowest, because you can Google Pete Golding and how things ended at Alabama, that is public knowledge. Very much public knowledge. But you're going after the head coach that gave you an opportunity when you and I probably both know that things were coming to an end at the University of Alabama. You know, he thanked Lane for doing all the things that he did for him in the transition to Ole Miss. You know, personally, there was a lot to be invested for Pete Golding in moving back to Oxford for family reasons. Why was that move ultimately made? Don't know. I see a lot of you coming out of here talking about today. Yeah, Pete was a good old boy. He did all that he needed to do. He sounded good. But people that are in this business who know the things that are going on, which is what I'm telling you, if you think that that dude wasn't taking personal shots, guys, he's saying that Lane was a massive reason of why they lost to Kentucky. No, he wasn't. Last time I checked, who caught the pass in the fade for Kentucky? Who lost the game? Who had the ultimate shot to win the game? It was them defensively. Last year, offensively, you had multiple chances defensively to get stops with the elite defense that you said that you're returning. By the way, all the great pieces on defense that we returned this year, you gave up six straight touchdowns to Georgia, and the only way that you stopped them the second time was that all of their dudes started getting hurt. They lost a center. They lost a guard. They lost a tight end. They lost Nate Frazier. Yeah, they were beat to shit. It continues to be. We continue to be in a situation. Just keep talking. You know, this is going to be used against me in the court of public opinion from Ole Miss fans if LSU loses. This video will be clipped. I don't know if there's a game in the last couple of years that I want LSU to win more than that one. I don't think that there's a game that exists. I want them to win every game. You know, even if you told me that LSU, and I would be okay with this. If you told me LSU went 11-1 but lost to Ole Miss, I'd take it in a heartbeat because you're in the playoff. It wouldn't bother me because you're in the playoff. Wouldn't bother me one single bit. Probably means you're also going to an SEC title game. Wouldn't bother me one single bit. But man, I tell you, if you go 10-2 or 9-3, I don't want one of them losses to be to Ole Miss. It's past the level of petty now. You started getting personal. Sounds good. You put it in a way that the general public and uninformed media would not understand. See you on September 19th. But the only people that have been talking around here has been Ole Miss. You know, I found it cringy to some extent. I understood what he was talking about with tampering. But he goes, let's not act like that there's actual morality when it comes to recruiting. All you're saying is that you did exactly what Dabo said that you did. It's 100% what you're saying that happened. You're confirming it. Everybody knows that it happened. Meanwhile, your AD, we don't have to even go through all that. Luke Farrelly accepted a contract to go to Clemson and was in class. I mean, we know that this happened. Screenshots from Pete Golding started to emerge saying that he would double Luke Farrelly and what he was making at Clemson. Okay. So you and I both know that you tampered. Like, that is not even remotely close. So you're saying that you did nothing morally wrong. Basically, what you're saying is that you can put your head on the pillow at night knowing that you got to bring the best team in or you're going to get fired, and yet your AD is going out there and saying, I want to sue Prince Will Umiamyelen. It's hypocritical. Do I think he did really good, a really good job at getting people behind him as a first-time head coach? Guys, there's no denying it. He did. And he put it in a way that everybody would rally towards him, but the people that are in the business would know there's petty shots being taken and it wouldn't make national media. It was a masterclass. He did a really good job. But guess who's up now? And you better be able to back up every single petty little word that you said on September 19th. Because if you can't, what you're going to learn as a head coach is that all of those things will resurface and people will come after you with it. Oh, I wasn't focused? I wonder if Pete was focused when he gave up six straight touchdowns to Georgia and he lost. We didn't really do good things against Georgia. No, you didn't. You didn't. Charlie Weiss and his offense scored five straight touchdowns for you. Couldn't get a stop. A stop. You couldn't get a stop against Miami if you couldn't stop them to save your life. You got bailed out in your two playoff wins. Bailed out. Nobody wants to bring up their fact. But here's the good thing. Tomorrow, it's your turn. As LSU is already heading to Tampa, I think tomorrow will be must-see TV because I pray to God that it is. And your head coach is going to make some pretty good statements. I have a really good feeling. Nevertheless, we're live. Everyone do us a favor by hitting the like and share. Share to all those groups if you're on Facebook by using that YouTube link. If you're on Twitter, hit that retweet button. And if you're on YouTube, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button down below. Please just do me one favor. Please make sure that you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. It helps us out. It helps us build and do what we're doing. Just make sure that you're subscribed. We're trying to get to the 20,000 subs before the college football season is among us. About 60% of you that are watching every single night are not subscribed to the channel. Just do us a favor. Hit the subscribe button. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can be a part of the community that we are building over here at AYS. So do us a favor and hit that like and share as well. We greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get moving now. Is everybody okay, by the way? Is everybody doing fine with Big Back Bertha? Has Big Back Bertha really affected anybody? If so, my prayers are out to you. I know that it's getting close. It's already hitting parts of Louisiana. Everybody stay safe out there. I hope that all of you are staying safe. All right, let's get to a couple of these comments and super chats before we get rolling. Where is everybody watching from tonight? You in the 225, the 337, the 504, the 985, the 318, 31 great. You outside the state representing the state. Let us know in the comments, where are you watching from tonight? Fourth and Go, with a who's been a member on the YouTube channel for 7 months, says Ole Miss fans always make things personal. Who y'all telling? I think it was Austin Taylor, maybe yesterday, who clipped something from the show this week, posted on Twitter, and he got a very, very good idea of what your boy goes through every day from Ole Miss fans. Very good idea. They take everything. I will post something on social media. Go look at the comments, man. Old pictures of your boy. It's hilarious. Go Wade sends two $5 super chats. Thank you so much. And he says, hi, Blake. Thoughts on Alel Ball as a road grader? You mentioned he's a good run blocker, but PFF run grade is low. So, look, I don't really subscribe to some of the notions. We've had a lot of these conversations. If you've noticed, I have not talked about PFF for a long time. Good on them, I guess, for saying that. I have an entire Indiana film against two really good defensive tackles. I have a lot of really good film against Ohio State, who had the best defensive tackle in the country. Now go up against that and say, snap on snap, that he wasn't good. I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. And I thought he had a really good camp. Where I think the opposite was the case, I thought that he got beat a lot in pass pro. I don't think he really got beat a lot in the run game. It was more the pass pro stuff that he got beat with. So I don't, you know, ever since the whole turnover and change at PFF, I have not been a real subscriber. I think a lot of things are fugazi, and I think if you watch enough, you can see. I mean, just pop on that Indiana film. I mean, it is, he is taking Landino to town. Multiple snaps. He is taking Landino to town. So I didn't see the grade. I just don't know if I completely back him there. Aaron, with a $10 super chat, says they should take the stage tomorrow and present Ole Miss with a $1 million big-ass oversized prize-winning check for them with the STTDB in the memo line. September 19th, we shut them up for good. Let's go. I'm ready for it. They're not going to do that. I would be shocked. Let me not say they're not going to do that. I would be shocked. Why would you admit any level of guilt? Like that, you know, I wouldn't do that. It would be hilarious. It would be freaking hilarious. And I would say from big brother to little brother. That's how I would write a card in there, and that's how I'd sign it. That's how I'd sign it. Dan Stewart is in Orlando, Florida. Good to have you in here with us. Mikey is in the 615. Good to have you in here with us as well. TJ is watching from Morgantown, West Virginia. Great college town. Good to have Morgantown in the building here. Dirk is in the 337 off of I-10. Good to have you with us as well. Curtis is in the 714 by the way of the 337. And Zeus, as always, is in the great 985. Good to have you in here with us as well. Let's get rolling. We got lots that we need to discuss. John Summerall talks about Lane Kiffin. We need to get to that. Nick Saban talks about LSU and Ole Miss. I thought, and he went on the field. I thought it was very significant. When he talks, we listen. We will get to that as well. And oh, by the way, so what, Coaches Kurtz? And at the end of the show tonight, we'll kind of preview a little bit as LSU goes into SEC Media Days tomorrow at 8 a.m. Let me get to a quick break. When we come back, we got lots to discuss. Thank you, Brandon. But before we do that, too, need to talk about our good friends and partners over at 24/7 Sports. Go over to Go247 or any 24/7 Sports that you can. Use the promo code AYS60 at checkout. You'll get 60% off of your annual VIP membership. Zach Nagy is on the ground. He's got feet on the ground in Tampa. He will be there covering all things LSU related tomorrow at SEC Media Days. So I'm glad to have Zach there. Join the community that we are building over at Go247 today by using that promo code AYS60 at checkout. All right, let me get to a quick break. When we come back, we got lots to discuss. Stay with us.
He will sell your house and find you a new. Well, Tyler's the man, he's here for you. If you want to buy or sell, well, it's not too late. Dial 955-0008. Just call 955-0008. Y'all call Tyler, he'll shoot you straight.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Red Stick Financial. They're your local residential mortgage broker located right here in the heart of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At Red Stick Financial, they find the bank that works for your particular set of needs to purchase the home of your dreams or refinance the current one. They truly are your partners in this process, and they pride themselves in helping individuals and families with one simple goal in mind, and that is to make home financing approachable, attainable, and stress-free. They are licensed in all Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. So from Amarillo to Meridian and everything in between, they have you covered. Red Stick Financial brings you creative, customized solutions, and they don't believe in the one-size-fits-all when it comes to loans. They even have special options for mobile and manufactured homes located in a flood zone and stated income financing for those of us who are self-employed borrowers. If you or someone you know is looking to buy a home, refinance an existing mortgage, or simply want to know what options are out there for your future, give Red Stick Financial a call today at 225-407-9250. That's 225-407-9250. Or check them out online at redstickfinancial.com. That's redstickfinancial.com. Before you purchase the home of your dreams, or you go and do that refinance, you need to go local. Go Red
Stick. We're back. So,
before we get rolling, there's lots to discuss. John Summerall, Pete Golding, all talking about Lane Kiffin today because, of course, they are going to. Neither one of them really other than Pete Golding, who kind of said a lot without really saying a whole lot. There was nothing really new that came out today, right? Like, Bama still has a quarterback problem. I did think that Mike Elko said a lot of things that are very, very, very funny. You know, Mike Elko was asked today about, hey, coach, your team made the playoffs.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Playoffs last year, how do you make sure that those guys stay locked in and focused and try to replicate the season that they had a season ago? He goes, I point to the trophy case and say there's nothing up in there. Bruh, that it's like Mike Elko reads Twitter. Because that's what everybody who trashes on Texas A&M, what they say. What do we all say about the Aggies? It's like, bro, the only national title that you've won since before World War II in any relative sport has been meat judging. And pause, but it is. Y'all are great at judging meat. Good for you. You produce some of the greatest meat judgers of all times. Great for you guys on being back-to-back-to-back-to-back national title winners for meat judging. I would never even apply to judge the meat, but that's neither here nor there. But I did find that to be funny. But I do think today was very loose by multiple coaches. I think Mike Elko let it loose. I think John Summerall and Pete Golding let it loose. Can we please get off of the high horse, though, that some of these media members are on? John Summerall said the word shit twice. Pete said it three or four times. Are y'all really clutching your pearls over that? Like, I saw the tweets today from some people in media. Like, I'm not trying to clutch my pearls, but I tell ya, I could really do use a little bit more decorum. Were you tweeting that when you were drinking your Macallan 18 from your proper ivory tower? Please stop. Like I get it to some extent. You're in a public forum like that. Like, I get it. Do you understand what sport you cover? Like that, you know, look, I have not talked about the Ryan Clark situation, nor am I, because it's none of my business. It's none of my business. But it's so wild to me to see some of these older people in media not understanding what the new wave of media is, guys. Guys, we're not even in football season, and you can look on our YouTube page. And I know what we're doing in a week. You can't write enough articles for you to do it in a year. You can't get those level of eyeballs. It's just not plausible for you to think that you can. Maybe that's not even what you're trying to do. But the old way of media is dead. Look what all of these big companies are doing. Guys, we just signed a massive deal. A national deal with CBS and 24/7. I'm telling you what I know. They are telling you that there's a new wave of media. That's what they're always preaching to you. I hate that RC and people got fired. I don't like people losing their jobs. I really don't. I get that people are controversial and we don't all have to agree. People can get fired for their opinions in this line of work. It is what it is. With all of that being said, do you understand the sport that you cover? Because I know that we go to practices, and I know that there are not very nice words that are being said while we are at those practices. You know, when somebody messes up offensively, you don't see Lane Kiffin running down the sideline saying, oh, golly, Geely Willikers, Guys, you ran the wrong route. Gee willikers. Oh, no. You ran the wrong route. What do you think Lane Kiffin's saying? What do you think the greatest coach of all time did during practices and during games? Do you think he said, oh, Mr. Referee, they're lining up off sides. Can you please ask them so nicely to stop? Mr. Referee, they're holding. It's so not fair. So what, John Summerall cussed? Who gives a shit? I mean, like, really, who cares? You want to know why old media is dying? You want to know why Pat McAfee gets the deals that he gets? You want to know why we sign deals for podcasts? You want me to tell you why? Because you can see the YouTube videos. There's no LSU content that gets more live views on a nightly basis than us. I keep that very prideful. Haven't really talked about that as something that we will continue to strive for until the day that I am in a pine box. Because you don't see the audio numbers. Because we could stop going video today and those audio numbers would skyrocket. Please, who cares that John Summerall? It's authentic. Do you want to know why a Blake Ruffino or anybody else finds any relevance in this business? It's authenticity. I'm going to be Blake Ruffino, and I feel like I am. There are caricature pieces that come into this. You do have to be entertaining. But at the end of the day, when you're authentic, people gravitate towards that. The same dude that you're going to see on the streets, the same exact dude that you see in here every night. Stop. Stop. So to all of those that were freaking out today about John Summerall saying the word shit, please stop. You make yourself look like a fool. Speaking of John Summerall did have some things to say about Lane Kiffin today that obviously were very interesting and everybody tried to push the narrative of. John Summerall said that he and Lane Kiffin, which he's already said this before, this isn't anything new. He said it at his introductory press conference 8 months ago, that him and Lane talked a lot during the process of both of them when Lane was going to LSU and Summerall was going to Florida. And John said, you know, Lane said, hey, man, we're kind of going through the same stuff. And I was like, Lane, no, we're not. I'm leaving Tulane. First off, all of the Tulane fans have got to be crushed that he said that, but he's not wrong. Who wouldn't leave Tulane for Florida? But you're right. You didn't go through the same thing. You know, Summerall said today at SEC Media Days that Lane, he said that he told Lane, you're leaving one SEC school for another. Yeah, you're downplaying LSU. And you know that you're downplaying LSU when you say that. Like, let me give an example. I don't think Lane Kiffin would make the move from Ole Miss to Auburn. Oh, wait. He didn't. LSU and Ole Miss are different, and you know that. But you're right. It wasn't different. You're 1,000% spot on. But not in the way that John Summerall tried to paint the light of Lane Kiffin today. The light that John Summerall tried to paint was that he tried to look for common ground and commonality in both of them making moves. Lane Kiffin did not want to leave Ole Miss during a playoff run. The biggest thing that this is really what the crux of all of this is from a national media perspective. Everybody knows the antics around Lane. Everyone knows what happened around Lane. Everyone knows that Lane's got a really good team and he built a really good program. Everybody has known that. That's not new. But everybody is really upset about one thing. Now, Ole Miss people are mad because he left Ole Miss. They're going to continue to be mad. But the national narrative around Lane is that, see, man, you just can't leave a playoff team and then go somewhere else during a playoff run. You look like a scumbag. That's not how any of this went down, and y'all know that. See, when things go on and history and time goes on, people always forget the small, minute details. You have Virg Allsbury saying that we told Lane, take as long as you need. If you are coming here, you've accepted to come here. If you want to coach in the playoffs, by all means. We don't care about the recruiting class. We don't care about what's going on. We want Lane Kiffin. And we are going to do what we need to do to get Lane Kiffin. If you want to say that you're going to LSU and Ole Miss says that you can still coach and get them through the playoff, by all means, stay there. You know how I know they said that? They paid Lane Kiffin literally all of the bonuses for the playoff wins that Ole Miss had. That's how I know. Because Ole Miss refused to do it. They refused to do it. The real problem is that people like Benjamin Watson, who said yesterday at SEC Media Days, is that, well, you left a playoff team. He didn't leave anything. Ross Dellinger reported in late November that the reason that all things fell apart was Lane said, yeah, I'm going to LSU, but I'm not going to tell you publicly, and I'm not going to sign anything publicly until you allow me and tell me that I get to coach my team that I built with all the hard sweat, work, tears, blood, and everything that I get to coach in this playoffs. And Keith Carter said, no, we will not allow you. And by the way, we're not firing you. We will pull you off the sidelines. You are not, we will suspend you. You will not be able to coach our team. So either you're going to go to LSU or you're going to go to Florida or you're going to stay here. You're not coaching this team if you're not staying at Ole Miss. And he said, all right, whatever, and left. The argument to that is that, well, Keith Carter didn't really have a choice. Guys, he was going after that same coach in John Summerall literally 10 days before the fact of that he hired Pete Golding. Pete Golding was not his first choice. John Summerall was. John Summerall was the first choice for the Ole Miss Rebels. That's not an opinion. Guys, there are things that are on this iBlake right here that will tell you with 1,000% certainty, eyeballs on multiple grounds, that that is the truth. Because you can't hide when you need to go talk to a coach. You can never hide it. You can never hide when you go and do it either. And one thing is for sure, you sure as shit aren't going to hide it in the state of Louisiana while I am not in a pine box and I am upright and breathing all of this great Louisiana air that Big Bertha is trying to push out. You're right. You didn't go through the same things. Lane went through something much bigger than you. You're going to a 4-8 program. In LSU's worst year, he's going to a 7-5 program with a lot more money, a lot more resources, and a fan base that religiously will back him. And I'm not saying that Florida's fan base will not religiously back John Summerall, because to their credit, they have. I think John Summerall is going to be a hell of a coach. I don't like John Summerall at the University of Florida. I think he will build something there. I think they will be good there. And I do think that, competitively speaking, he will get Florida quote-unquote back. I think John is a hell of a coach and a hell of a dude. But you and I both know you didn't go through the same thing, and you try to make it and paint it in a light to give you some kind of moral high ground because you coach a playoff team knowing good and damn well you're going to get your teeth kicked in. Oh, and by the way, that team that Ole Miss that got built by Lane beat you twice. They beat you worse the first time with a quarterback that, by the way, was a brand new starter. And Trinidad Chambliss, Lane beat you worse. You can be friends. You can take petty shots. People are mad because Lane didn't really. The real truth. It's not that he left for LSU, guys. It's not. Everybody with a rational brain understands that you leave a place like Ole Miss for LSU 10 times out of 10. We're going to get to Nick Saban in just a moment. You literally had the goat of all goats ban his way on ESPN. Ban his way on ESPN saying, guys, I get what all of you are trying to say. When you come up here and you have takes, you are making emotional takes. The truth of the matter is, there's no way in blue hell that you should not go to LSU. And it wasn't just Nick saying it. You had Pete Carroll saying it. You had so many great bi-level coaches that were out there saying, if you stop thinking about it emotionally and actually look at what could happen, he can't win constant natties at Ole Miss. They're overachieving. Like Trinidad Chambliss today said, the goal at Ole Miss, the standard at Ole Miss is winning a national championship. It's not remotely close. You can't have a standard of winning a national title when you never won one. You can't have that standard when you've never done it. Like, that's our floor, is to win national titles. Like, to be nationally relevant. That's not your floor. Your floor is getting to the playoffs. And Lane has been the best coach that you've ever had. And he got snatched. LSU and Verge walked into your trap, took over your trap, and said, we are the big brother here. Everybody is not really mad at Lane and the decision to leave and go to LSU. They are showing you, like John Summerall, put all out there in the ether, not the understanding of what the decision was of what one guy had to make. You left a playoff team, says Benjamin Watson. You left a playoff team. Well, Ben, you made a business decision when you were in the NFL. You left a playoff Super Bowl contending team to go elsewhere for more money. You can't say that you didn't, because the numbers don't lie. Your contracts through the NFL don't lie. You left a playoff contender, a Super Bowl level contender, to go somewhere else to make more money. You made a business decision. You left, well, it wasn't in season. And what's your point? It's not Lane's fault that the calendar sucks. John, you're right. They didn't make the same decision. Y'all did not make the same decision. And you had the choice of going to Ole Miss or Florida, and you took Florida over Ole Miss. And I'm sure in that conversation with Lane Kiffin, John Summerall asked, look, I've been there as an assistant coach. What's it like being the head man? And Lane told him, and he said, shit, I'm going to Florida. He made the decision easy. You want to know why everybody's really mad at you? The Ole Miss people are mad at you because you snatched the coach. Everybody else that's mad at you, everybody else around the nation that's pissed off and says petty stuff and wants you to lose and wants you to have your face in the dirt, it's because of the playoff situation that was literally out of Lane's control. I ask all of you, what would you have done? What would you have done? Let me ask you this question. Hypothetically speaking, let's say that you got Dr. Pibb. And you have made Dr. Pibb into a household name. Dr. Pibb has gotten their most success under their business while you have been there in their entire 100-plus year career. You have been the superstar of Dr. Pibb. And yet, when you're about to get your fat bonus, when you're about to go to the Catalina wine mixer of soft drinks and show your worth, 1-800 Coca-Cola calls. And they say, hey, not only are we going to give you more money, and we're not even talking about your salary, we're going to give you more money to go out there and do every single little thing that you need to do to not just be in making a couple thousand dollars a year. We're going to make you go out there and we're going to make you millions. We're going to make you the best salesman of soft drinks of all time. What's your decision? You know, in life, I feel like we talk about loyalty a lot. You're loyal to the people around you. You're right. You know who I am the most loyal to in my entire life? Their names are Megan, Ben, Jewel. my wife, my son, and my daughter. And if it is going to put them in a better situation for the long term, if it aligns with the things and goals that I have strived for myself, I'm taking that 10 times out of 10. So you want to know why they're mad at you. They're showing you now that they got a microphone in their face. So you're right, Summerall. It wasn't the same. And until the day that LSU comes knocking at your door, it never will be the same. All right. One more thing before we get to a break here. You know what? This is what we're going to do. Nick Saban had a lot to say today about LSU, Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, the entire situation. When we come back, we are going to talk about that situation. We are going to bring that back. Gabe Relaford posted some stuff on social media today. Is Gabe Relaford back? We will touch on that as well, and we'll finish up with some preview of LSU going into SEC media days. Let me get to a quick break. We'll get all to that next. Stay with us.
Guys, let me tell you about our good friends over at Grand Slam Heating and Air, where your comfort is their top priority. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they promise to provide customers with high-quality HVAC service at an affordable price while ensuring the homeowner peace of mind. From their office to your home, they guarantee the best hassle-free experience around. Efficiency and comfort is their game. Let them make your home Grand Slam today. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they're offering their annual maintenance plan starting off at $18.75 a month and also doing those $99 tune-up promotions. They provide free estimates for system and ductwork replacement as well as offering financing to get the job done with no money up front. From Baton Rouge to Hammond to Covington, they're all around. So what you need to do today, give them a call at 225-380-9065. That's 225-380-9065. Or go over to their website, getgrandslamair.com. That's getgrandslamair.com, where your comfort is their top priority.
Guys, I want to tell you about our good friends over the Drake Williams Law Firm, drakewilliamslawfirm.com. If you've been injured in a car wreck or have questions about a personal injury claim, call the Drake Williams Law Firm today. Ernie Drake and Ryan Williams represent injury victims all across the great state of Louisiana. Serving Louisiana families since 1981, whether you're in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, or the great parish of Tangipahoa, the Drake Williams Law Firm is ready to help. With local roots and statewide representation, give them a call right now. 985-386-7600. That's 985-386-7600. And when you do, you will get a free consultation. The Drake Williams Law Firm, where they've been serving Louisiana families since 1981. When your business, your farm, or your equipment needs fuel, you need someone that you can trust. At Crump Fuel, they deliver quality gasoline, diesel, and lubricants with honest service and local pride across South Louisiana and South Mississippi. From construction sites, marinas, convenience stores, and trucking companies, all the way down to generators and everyday operations, Crump Fuel keeps you rolling. Crump Fuel is family-owned and family-operated. With high quality and dependable delivery, they're always going to bring that competitive pricing. Call Crump Fuel today at 985-229-4976 or visit them over at crumpfuel.com. That's 985-229-4976 or visit them at crumpfuel.com today. Crump Fuel, where they're fueling the Gulf South in the right way.
We're back! You know,
I know Nick Saban has said before and has let it be known his thoughts and what went on when he left LSU for Miami. He leaves Miami for Alabama. And then when he was at Alabama, the first time that he came back to Baton Rouge as the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, I know that in the past he has talked about, I'm sure in the early 2010s, he's talked about going back. And for what it's worth, Nick Saban, his record against LSU is 13-5 in the 17 years that he was at the University of Alabama. But today he went back to talk about some of the things about his team in 2008 when he came back from Alabama to Baton Rouge and the buildup to that game of his return. Now, I don't really think that it had the same kind of situation around it, right? Like, LSU fans were pissed. We were constantly pissed. But social media wasn't really a thing. I know that we were just getting MySpace, but that wasn't really a thing. Not like that. Not like how social media is. It doesn't have the level of toxicity that this LSU and Ole Miss thing has. You know, LSU has been on the receiving end of a coach leaving and going to another SEC school. The funny thing is that Ole Miss fans don't realize that we have kind of, to some extent, been in the same exact situation that they are currently in. Like, we've been there. We've lived it. We lived it for two decades. You don't get to tell us how to feel. We've been there. We've been there. Being there for us, we're a teenager in that game, 18 plus years. But, you know, I've been thinking for a while now, what would Nick Saban's thoughts be surrounding the game on September 19th? And I thought that Nick's comments today were probably, for me, the biggest thing to walk away from before Lane Kiffin has said a word at SEC Media Days. Because there's been no real analysis about LSU, not really, that you and I haven't talked about. Nothing's new. Like, they don't know about, like, guys, they were talking about Caden Durham today at running back, and I'm like, no one's even come close to mentioning Dylan Jones. Like, no one's talking about Ty Benefield. So you get the gist. You get what I'm saying there. But Lane Kiffin was asked today, Nick Saban was asked today about, Coach, can you go back to 2008 when you returned to LSU? And he talks about, you know, look, I told my team that it was going to be the most hostile environment that they've ever been in, that don't even pay attention to what people are saying when you're coming off the bus. Do your best. Be locked in and focused. Just walk straight to the locker room. Don't say a word. Don't do anything. And he goes, you know, I normally walk out of the tunnel about 2 hours before pregame. And when I walked out of the tunnel, like I've always done my entire career, the LSU student section was already packed yelling profanities at me. But he said something profound and unique. Nick said today, you know, it was arguably one of the best things for our team. The reason it was the best things for our team was because I'm a new coach coming in trying to build something at Alabama. And in building what we needed to build at Alabama, it was that LSU game in 2008 when they saw all of the things that I had to go through that built the foundation of what ultimately would come. I don't want to say that he was saying what it ultimately became, but it brought that unit so close and so close-knit to buy into the culture, to see what their head coach was going through. And, you know, there was another thought that I have had this week, and really over the last couple of months, is I'm really interested to see and to hear. Like, is there going to be a question sometime in the near future where these players are asked, hey, you know,
I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bob-apedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or If you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bob-a-pedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
What do you think about all of the hate that Lane Kiffin is receiving? Like, because you and I both know the truth. If you think that every player on that team is not, beyond a shadow of a doubt, seeing every single little thing that is being said, I don't know what to tell you. Because you know that they're on social media just as much as you and I are. You and I both know that they are searching and seeing the same exact viral stuff that you and I are. And I wonder if it's pissing them off and what that ultimately makes them think about their head coach. Like, you know what, man? This dude made a decision that he thought was going to be the best overall position for him, and he wanted me to be a part of that. How much harder do those teammates go? You want to talk about TJ Dottery going to be in Tampa? He's actually in Tampa tonight. But you want to talk about that? You want to talk about loyalty? You want to talk about messages being sent to the team? You want to talk about the message inside, the message of what Lane is sending? I think he's pushing all of the right buttons. Every single one of them. Because I do wonder if what even Nick Saban said today, that he could look at the different level of effort that was being given in that game, and in the game after, and then the game after, and then the game after, and then it going through the entire offseason of the standard of what we built. Those are his words. And I wonder, is that the same exact thing that's going to happen for LSU? There has been a massive track record of coaches that have left and gone from an SEC school to an SEC school. You know, I think of Tommy Tuberville when he returned and he beat Ole Miss. I think of Nick Saban in 2008. I think of Steve Spurrier returning to Florida. And if Florida does not block a kick to that would have ultimately won South Carolina the game, they would have lost. You know, I think of Lane Kiffin going back to Tennessee. I think of Dan Mullen going back from Florida to Mississippi State and beating them. Like, I think of all of these things and all of those coaches talking about it being a bedrock of what we did. Lane would tell you the same exact thing about, hey, it started propelling us when we went into Tennessee. It bonded us together. And he's already been through it. You know, the more that I watch Saban, the more that I just feel like that he is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, must see TV. Because I can't get enough. Like, hey, you know, what do you believe? Because he has said a lot of negative things under Brian Kelly about LSU that LSU fans just did not want to hear. And he has said a lot of positive things. So what was Nick Saban saying today? It's simple. He was saying, hey, man, you better be careful. Because if the same thing that happened to me in 2008 happens to LSU, watch out. That's what he was saying. I think secretly he's rooting for Lane. I think secretly he wants this to succeed for not only Lane, but for LSU. I think he knows. I think he knows that if put in the right hands, that LSU will just be dangerous. Is this the second wave of it, guys? That's the real question. God bless it. I hope that it is. I hope that it is, because God knows we need it. God knows we need it. All right, before we get to some more SC Media Days and some other stuff, and we'll get to all your super chats and stuff like that, I saw the Instagram today of Gabe Relaford. So Gabe Relaford tore his ACL. I know it was announced on March the 22nd. I will tell you that on March the 24th, I believe it was. It doesn't really matter. We're talking about days. Gabe Rutherford tore his ACL during spring football, which is the only thing that matters. And I was thinking about today is Gabe Rutherford, one of your really good edge rushers, posted on Instagram today of him running. I think it's about time for him to be out there and mobile. You know, I love seeing him run in a straight line. The straight line's not the thing that I want to see the most. As someone who had a patellar tendon graft in my ACL and an ACL tear, it's more of the lateral stuff, like going east and west. It's not like going north and south. It's not really the thing that ever really bothered me. It's always been going east and west, like not going vertical or north and south. It's going east and west. I love seeing that Gabe Rutherford is doing some stuff. I'm glad to see that he's running. Guys, he's 4 months out of post-op. And I know that you have another month of August, right? Because July is pretty much done. So let's just give him April, May, and June. And let's just say July is over with. And in 4 months, he's running. I think he is above schedule. I wasn't doing that in 4 months. He is well above schedule. But, guys, after camp, he would be 5 months post-op. So 5 months post-op coming off of an ACL tear, I think, is asking way too much. I know that there's kind of been a little hype around it. It does signify, however, could he be back in October? Could he be back late September? You know, when you need to make a push, can he start getting, you know, cleared and maybe even in the third wave of the season give you some reps? God knows that we need him. I hate that Gabe Rutherford has had last year had a season-ending injury. Like, that absolutely sucks. I just think it's a little bit too soon. He might be a super freak. He might be able to come back in 5 months for all I know. I just think it's really much stretching it. Do you need him? You're damn right you need him. You need all the help that you can get from really talented top 50 players coming out of their class. You're damn right you need him. So I hope he gets back. I hope he gets back healthy and very strong. I just saw him running on Instagram today, and I'm just like, yeah, man, I'm going to need to see it. Do I hope for the best? Why wouldn't I? I think he can help be a part of something great that you're building. Without a shadow of a doubt, I want Gabe Rutherford back. I think he'd be your third defensive. I think he would be your third edge guy, without a doubt. If not rotating in points and times with Jordan Ross, you're damn right I want him to be there. But yeah, I'm going to need to see it. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. We have some super chats in here. Let's get to some of them. Zeus with a $2 super chat says, I can't believe them some beaches said that. Yeah. I mean, look, man, today was filled with a lot of pettiness if you look in the right directions. Like when Pete went to the standalone stuff, when John Summerall said some of the things that he said, like when Pete said you have an X, right? And if you're not focused during Kentucky, if you're not focused during Florida, were you focused during Miami, Pete? Guys, if you knew what rocks to look, you know what he's saying. He was saying Lane was going through some personal stuff, and that's the reason they lost to Kentucky. No, it's not. You gave up a fade route to Berrion Brown, who can't catch. Landon with a $20 super chat says, I'm not going to lie, I'm so over talking season. This is Lane Kiffin. LSU this, Lane Kiffin that. Let's just spot the damn ball. Let's go play. Well, here's the great thing, Landon. The great thing. The great thing about that is that next week, right? You have one more long week. And then really and truly, I don't want to say talking season's over because you do technically have the month of August, but you'll actually be talking about football, right? Because camp will start on August the 3rd, so you only have one more week of July. And then, guys, what is this show going to be filled with? This show is going to be filled with, hey, man, this is what I saw at practice. This is what I like. This is what I saw. This is what I think they're good at. This is what I think they're not good at. That's all that it's going to be, man. That's all that it's going to be. So we're almost there, man. You really and truthfully, you got one more week. If you follow this show, you know that we probably really and truthfully, we only got one more week. Go away with a $10 super chat. Says Lane running tempo, LA Fire and talent wearing that ass out. Get to Texas, Ole Miss, Bama, second string, and it matters. NIL has thin talent, but Lane's teams come to camp in great shape, including the backups. They do. They do. They do. So, you know, here's a question. Here's something for you. Here's a burning question that I have. And you know what? I'm, at some point, I hope this offseason we get Blake Baker. I just have one question of Blake Baker. It's not even, it's just like, hey, how do you, I wish I would have asked him this in the spring, but I'm an idiot. Does anything change for you for lane running tempo? Like, it's just a question that I want. You know what I mean? Like, does what you did philosophy-wise last year change because now Lane and Charlie are here and they're running tempo? Is it just, no, not really? Like, we're just going to have to be different on personnel and rotating guys in and out? Like, is that? But see, then you say that, but then that would change up play calling because guys have different strengths and weaknesses, right? I really am intrigued about, like, that. Like, I just feel like that. I just want to ask him that question. It's just a great question. Like, hey, let's get inside the mind of Blake Baker. What does he say? Dutch, thank you so much for the $20 super chat. He says, anyway, can you take another media member's place? I'm not putting it up on the screen. That's up for you guys to decide. Thank you so much for the super chat. I'm not putting it on there. But can I? That's up for you guys to decide. There's not a bigger live show covering LSU than this one. Landon, well, and let me just say, we all know what happens on Google and them Google bots. Landon, who's been a member for 7 months, LSU, not from me, by the way. I'm just saying there are some out there that, you know, love to use Google and their algorithm on YouTube eyes. Landon Weber, who's been a member for 7 months. LSU is coming, and they know it. Be ready, SEC. Completely agree. Go away with a $5 super chat. So Elko mentioned teams are moving away from tempo. Run 8-4 into the ground. No mercy in September. Yeah, so Tennessee somewhat has. That's because of personnel problems. Lane didn't, and Lane got farther in the playoff than you did. They gave Miami a better game than you did with tempo. Charles became a member on the YouTube channel. Thank you so much. I do greatly appreciate it. All right. He says F August. More machine than man now. F August. I mean, guys, all we're talking about is ball come August, man. It's all that we're discussing. I think it's going to be fun. We'll see you then. And we'll see you next week. Till then, y'all have a good night. Peace. Time. Pause. LSU is going into SEC Media Day tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a massive show. Here's what I'm going to tell you as we sign off the show. I think tomorrow's going to be really fun. I think tomorrow's going to be really fun. It's going to be must-watch TV. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.